Recently, the term invisible impoverished population, or 隐形贫困人口, has become a new buzzword on Chinese social media. After reading the definition, which we will give you in a second, many say, wow, I did not know that I'm actually a member of this club.
Yeah. Well, club, you pretty much described my experience this morning.
What? You went through that same process?
I just like these words. This research really just identified my situation.
Well, Ryan, in that case,
yeah.
Will you please take up explainer duty and let us know
what
is the invisible impoverished population?
I guess since I'm one of them, I'll tell you about my situation. Just kidding. I'm going to tell you. Don't pity me. Don't pity me because I'm fabulous, okay? Many people seem to be very sensitive. It's true. I'm sensitive towards the word poverty. So, anyways, a sentence, poverty restricts our imagination, became an internet sensation last year. It refers to the situation that poor people or even the general public cannot imagine what the rich people's life is like. For some people, I guess, like a kid who becomes satisfied for eating a steamed bun, it's hard for him to imagine the taste of high-end banquet food, right? So now netizens seem to have new ideas towards poverty, okay? It seems like the word is changing. There's a much more high-end way of saying poverty, which is kind of weird because poverty means poor. How could you have high-end poor? Well, I'm going to tell you it is the invisible, impoverished population, which Ryan might fall into that category. It refers to a group of people who are sensitive, Lai Ming, okay?
Okay.
But they enjoy good food, who doesn't, drinks, and all kinds of entertainment every day. Well, not every day, but often. And in fact, they are very poor. So how do they do this? It's different from the impoverished population that you know generally. Maybe those who are on the streets begging, these kind of situations of people. It's a population who has difficulty to solve the problem of not necessarily things like food and clothing. It's more of like it's a joke about those who have maybe like a middle class job, maybe like a decent income, yet at the end of the month, after their salary has been given, they find themselves with only nickels and dimes left. So they're calling themselves, you know, the invisible impoverished, because basically, where did my money go? It's referring to this state of mind that is becoming more and more common here in China, also in the U.S., where people are just spending everything they got as soon as they get it, and then finding themselves living on fumes at the end of the month until the next paycheck comes, boom, spend it, and then the fumes after that.
Yeah, I feel like this term is, a refreshed version of the term Moonlight Clan or 月光族 in Chinese, which refers to the kind of people who maybe get their salary at the beginning of the month, and then before it is the end of the month, their salary has already run out. I mean, that's perhaps the older version
so
of how
no,
they describe as people.
So they have no savings.
They have no savings. And also, I think the fact that we are paying attention to the word impoverished people maybe has something to do with the country's nationwide campaign to alleviate poverty. So it's the buzzword that we see in news coverage. So I suppose that people are thinking that, well, those fantastic things are being done to those people who really need help. And how about us? We are running out of money at the end of every month. Perhaps someone in shiny armor should come and rescue us too.
Well, you know, okay. All right, yeah, I would like that to happen. Sometimes when you're
rescued by a knight in
shining armor, or a nice lady in shining armor come saving me. That's nice.
Sugar mama.
Sugar mamas are nice, yeah. But it's the difference here is obviously between poverty and the invisible impoverished. All right, is it's a choice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. It's
definitely a choice.
I think so. I do agree. And also, I think there is quite a contrast to be made, or at least a contrast of feeling. That is, at the first glance, you see these guys or ladies could be using the limited edition of the latest Tom Ford lipstick, could
guys,
be.
Did you say
what,
guys?
What is that what lipstick? What is the meaning behind it? Is it
so
money? Does it cost money?
It's not only costs money.
How do you know this?
I have a wife.
Oh,
so,
okay. Good save.
But dude, it's also affordable in the sense that it's, yes, it will cost you a bit, but yeah. It will not make you starve kind of thing.
Yeah.
And well, maybe that's relative, but still. So people might be visiting fancy Italian restaurants, for example, or... Oh, what do guys
like? Designer bag?
Well, guys, maybe getting the latest PS4 game or something.
Or a new car.
That's pretty.
Or a new car.
That's pretty stereotyping.
Okay. I really just don't know much about guys, you know. And also, yes, maybe buying a new car.
or a drone. Those can be expensive.
Yeah, those are nerdy things.
Yeah, but with
those
the car.
Those are nerdy guy things.
Okay.
Guys.
But with the nerdy car, with the car purchase, that it could be done in installments, paying back to the bank, that kind of thing. And then at a closer glance, these folks don't have any savings in the bank. So it's not about survival, but it's about getting nice things and living in poverty in reality when you've got all the nice things, so, but you maybe not have the room to put it in.
It's not poverty, okay? Like, poverty is like you don't know how you're going to get your next meal. Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a difference there, obviously.
So
what's your question?
So hold on. So that's why it isn't the so-called invisible, because these are not the folks that you would assume to be not having money.
Invisible, I think, is a bad way to say it.
What's a better way to say it then?
Because they're not poverty. They're not. Okay, so here's a good way to say it. According to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, these people have already satisfied their physiological and safety needs, okay? I think probably Maslow is some kind of philosopher or theorist or something.
Yeah.
But he's basically saying the reason why we have these kind of people spending themselves to somewhat of a poverty level at the end of the month is because they're not worried. Actually, on some level, there is a budget where they just spend all their money, and then like they know that they're going to get paid the next month, and they just repeat this cycle. But they're covered for the basic things of survival. That is food, that is water, that is housing. And then so whatever they have left, they just spend it. Okay? So it's not like they're necessarily poor. They're not living on the streets. They're not, dumpster diving for food. These people are just basically spending all of their money whenever they have it, and in which case, but they still have the means to survive. They're comfortable. The safety net, that is shelter, food, and water.
That is true, but it depends on how you define that safety net. I would also want to ask, because it seems like, first of all, this is striking a chord with so many people on social media. So
and,
I think
and me
and Ryan. So I suppose the a younger generation of Chinese people.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
What Lai Ming?
Well, I have to pay mortgage every month.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, then you don't
see how invisible he was?
Well,
but at least you've got on the property-owning ladder, whereas a lot of young people are still struggling to even, well, instead of paying for mortgage, then maybe getting the lipstick, the PS4s, the latest smartphones. Lai Ming, why do you think that this is something that so many people can relate to?
Because, well, to clarify, I got on the ladder of the property owner thing because I had help from my parents and also my wife's parents. So without their help, I would pretty much in the same situation as the people that we are talking about, invisibly impoverished. And I think there are reasons why they are in this situation. On the one hand, we know that many, not all people live in first tier cities. Not everyone is making a lot of money, like a few thousand or tens of thousand yuan every month. I mean, that's a lot for people living in first-tier cities. But not everyone has that. I mean, a lot of people actually live in second- or third-tier cities, and they're not really making that much money. But in contrast, because of information technologies and also the internet, people find it easier to get information about the things that would like that would interest them. For instance, the latest Apple release, you can just watch it online. You can see how good the features are, and also designer bags, Tom Ford lipsticks, those kind of things. You can easily find information on those, and it's also easy for those salespeople to reach you on the internet. That's why there's so much temptations on people who are not necessarily making a lot of money. And on the other hand, for young people who are not necessarily making a lot of money, it makes no point in saving, because at the end of the month, no matter how much you save, well, it wouldn't amount to a lot. I mean, at least not enough for you to begin thinking about getting a property. So because of this situation, some people just think, well, maybe I'll just spend all the money I have. At least I get to outrun the inflation or the rising consumer price.
All right, so let's define who these, the best we can, who is the demographic of these invisible impoverished, right? Are they older people? Are they younger people? Are they people that are 18? Are they people that are 60? Who are they? A survey on luxury goods might help us answer this question. It was released recently by RBC, that is the Royal Bank of Canada. Europe LTD surveyed 643 Chinese consumers on luxury goods aged 18 to 65, okay? Mm-hmm. 61% of these respondents were female and 39% were male. 62% of them were aged from 18 to 34. Guys, only 6% of them are over 45. So I don't know if this is blowing your mind right now, but this basically says the luxury goods being purchased in China aren't by rich old Chinese people, mm-hmm. but rather maybe trust fund kids who are like the sons and daughters of these rich old Chinese people. They're buying this stuff. Middle class people are buying this stuff. Basically, these invisible poor people that have paid for the necessities in life, that they find, now I'm a middle class person with a little extra money. I've paid my rent. I can afford the food. So what should I do with the rest of my money? And then I see this ad and it's like, look so hot, look so good with Tom Ford lipstick. Yeah.
And probably not Tom Ford's.
Whatever. Probably not a guy also saying it like that. That would be a bit weird if Tom Ford was advertising lipsticks with such a manly voice. But, this gives you an idea, example. Now people are like, they're young people, right? They're impressionable. They're trying to get involved in certain ways. They go out often. So this is the demographic that's kind of the invisible impoverished. So they're trying to find a social identity. Many times nowadays that fits in through materialism. I guess the Beijing News Report pointed out this buzzword has been used frequently in online conversations among, of course, young people, and that's how they identify themselves. Also, there's this word, or more of a phrase, I want to teach you guys.
Oh, yes.
It's called FOMO, all right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And I particularly have this phrase second nature to me, fear of missing out. So one way that I can explain FOMO to you is on Friday nights, I have a serious FOMO thing going on. I feel like there's people out there, they're doing stuff, they're having fun, socializing, having drinks, and I feel like I need to be a part of that.
Ooh.
It is a strong feeling like I'm not enjoying or doing my life right, and there's other people out there doing it, and I need to get out there and I need to join them right now, or else my life's a failure. So imagine this being with consumerism, people feeling like, oh, the new iPhone came out and this is something I feel like everybody's getting. I need to make sure I get it. They're going to run out soon. Oh, my God. What if they run out and I can't get it? That FOMO. Okay, so basically so many different reasons for why these young people are spending their money that they have after they've paid all the necessities into what is kind of poverty on some level.
Yeah, well, you paint a really good picture here, Ryan, and I think so many of us are afraid of being left out, and you so desperately try to fit in, and what are you fitting into? So I think the social identity theory sort of comes into play in that regard. And also, I can sort of sense, once again, the younger generation sort of having this self-deprecating humor.
Right.
And you would not associate this, these people with the word poverty, but now they're actively seeking that connection. What do you think is that, makes that mentality?
Well, first of all, what I want to say too quickly, this is not answering your question, but I wanted to add this to what I was saying is, guys, this FOMO that I have and many of these things that lead to over-consumerism, sometimes spending more than when we should just be saving. You know, something I learned recently, and I think this is a good example to talk about it, is if you are one of these people that are finding yourself in the situation where at the end of the month you just got enough to get by, that's great. And we talked about it. This is often the young demographic. And what is synonymous with young people? That is, they think they're invisible. They think their health is always going to be good. They never think something's going to pop up and it's just going to be an emergency payment that they make. One thing I want to say is, guys, this lifestyle is dangerous. Even though it gets you what you want and these things make you feel happy and somehow at the end of the month you're still able to, you know, live in your place and have food and do all this stuff and you do it again and again. One day, maybe, you know, someone in your family is going to get sick. You're going to get sick. And it's going to be really challenging if you don't have enough money to take care of that.
And also, as to He Yang's question about why would these people refer to this kind of self-deprecating humor and why they seem to be having a good time calling themselves the impoverished few. Well, I'm thinking that perhaps by calling themselves the impoverished people, they're looking to be identified as a group of people. I mean, why do people want to buy the latest iPhone? Why do people want to get the best designer bag? Granted, those are good things. I mean, you know a good thing when you see one. Ideally, when you get it, you can immediately feel the gratification out of owning those things. But still, they are also anxious to being a part of that group. I mean, by having those devices, you're essentially being a member of that.
Yeah, I think actually it just comes down to phrases and buzzwords. It's something synonymous with our generation. Like, we also have something called the invisible rich. These are people that are loaded, maybe have 8 apartments, but they dress like bums on the street. You know, you wouldn't know these people are actually able to, you know, put down serious money and they have serious assets. Some people just don't show their money when they're walking out the door.
Yeah, well, called old money, I guess. Once more than
one
generation.
Invisible rich population is what they're calling.
Yeah, I suppose once after more than one generation of people who've been comfortable with maybe using the fancy gadgets and things, the fancier things in life, could people be less ostentatious or feel there is that need that drives you to own these things to make you feel better? I'm not going to even ask the question that is this the problematic lifestyle, as a lot of Chinese newspapers have been raising that question. But if somebody wants to get out of that cycle, is there anything you can do?
Yeah, discipline. Gosh, at the end of the day, it's all discipline, you know? You know you want it, just go home, think about it. Always, that's what I do. If I think I need something because I'm an impulsive person, I say, all right, at least if the condition's like it's not the last one on the rack, I'm going to go home and I'm going to take the night and think about it, because then you always have a clean mind to go off of.
Yeah, and, you know, do things at your own pace, in your own
just
schedule.
Think before you leap.
Oh, yes, that extra moment of thought is important before you spend.